Welcome back. This is K Connect coming to you guys with another episode. This your boy Rashawn Lochey. Man, I'm riding this ride by myself tonight. My co-host, he couldn't be here with me tonight, but hey, you know, let's keep him up in prayers. You know, he's a busy guy. Steve-O, man, we much love. We miss you on this episode, but hey, you'll be back, man. But my people, welcome back to K Connect. Season 2 has already started off, and I think it started off well. I've been receiving phone calls about our episode that just recently dropped. A lot of good feedback. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate you guys for reaching out and giving me that good feedback. You know, sometimes a good feedback, it pushes us to continue on going, and I appreciate you guys. But on tonight, oh my gosh, I'm excited. I had reached out to a good friend of mine, and they took the opportunity to, you know, come on board and do the show with me, and I'm really excited that they're a part of it. Mark, you there?
Hey, what's up, man? I'm here.
Oh man, please introduce who you are to my people. Let them know who you are.
Hey, what's up, K Connect listeners? My name is Mark. I'm middle-aged, in my 20s right now, living in Atlanta, Georgia. So happy that my good friend reached out so I can be a part of this.
That's what's up, man. You say you middle-aged.
Middle-aged.
You still 21 to me, man. But hey, I let you claim middle-aged.
They say black don't crack, don't they?
What they say, hey, I'm just trying to find out, because mine will seem like it done start cracking. But that's besides the point. Well, man, like I said, I appreciate you taking up on the offer, coming up on. For a lot of people that do not know, Mark has always been that kid, because he's a child to me. Well, he's not a child to me, but he's much younger than I am, and he seems like a little brother to me. Well, when we all come together, let me tell you something. This boy be asking questions. You be having your mind going. I'm like, who are you? Are you somebody? Like, what? But man, like I said, I appreciate you for taking the opportunity, because I know that you a busy guy.
No shade
at all. But you a busy guy, and I really appreciate you taking the time out to do this with me.
Glad to be here.
Thank you. Normally, you know, how we normally do, and for all the listeners that do listen, we normally have a topic and we, you know, put it on the table, myself and my co-host, or if we have any guests, we normally, you know, elaborate on it, talk about it. But tonight, I'm doing it a little bit different because of Mark. When I tell you, this cat be coming up with some good stuff and some good ideas, some good topics. I had reached out to him. I said, man, I want you to come up with a topic for tonight. And mm-hmm. I want to ponder on what you come up with. So if you could, just tell the people, you know, what topic you came up with.
Well, after my good friend reached out to me and asked for a topic, a million things ran through my head. I can start a topic about absolutely anything. But this one stood out. The topic I chose is Red Flags or Six Flags.
Oh wow!
Yes.
Can you elaborate on that? Because you know people probably thinking about actual Six Flags.
No, this is not the amusement park Six Flags.
I mean, it could be.
It could be, depending on what you do. But to go in depth, am I experiencing warning signs, or are these signs a part of the character that I'm dealing with? By being Six Flags, being the character that I'm dealing with, or are these warning signs for me to leave?
Oh wow, that's deep. Listen, when you sent that over to us, I was like, OMG. Like, I've been in situations where I felt like they was red signs. Well, I can talk about one for it very clearly. I thought it was a red flag, but come to find out, you know, this individual, we're not gonna call out any names. It was Six Flags. Like, you was medically crazy. Like, you was crazy. Like, you was on every antidepressant. You was going to a psychiatrist. You was going to a therapist. You was actually crazy.
Wow.
So, you know, the topic, like red flags. You said, are these red flags or are Six Flags?
Am I experiencing red flags or Six Flags?
Listen.
And a lot of people, they don't, I don't think they understand that they're very different, almost similar, but they're very different.
Hold on, what
very
you mean,
different.
What you mean by that?
I believe I was raised, this is how I was raised, and even I believe there's a biblical reference to it. Warning comes before destruction. At any point in time, I'm looking for a sign. I'm like, I know there is a sign somewhere that's telling me whether or not I should stay in this situation or should I go. Is it worth it in the end? Or should I leave now?
But what about if it's Six Flags, though? Should you leave?
But you have to determine whether or not it's Six Flags. Determining whether or not it's Six Flags depends on the person and how you feel about them.
So red flags, just to make sure that I'm understanding correctly, and I hopefully this will open up for somebody that's in the same situation as me. Red flags will be signs of abuse or cheating. You know, are you talking about stuff like that in a relationship?
To be quite honest, red flags go beyond relationships.
Oh, yeah.
Beyond. However, I do not support domestic violence, adultery, a lot of other things. However, it depends on the person themselves, what they're willing to look past and to get over.
Okay. So red flags can go from, like you said, many different things.
Yes.
So a person not replying to your text message. Some people may look at that as being a red flag, and sometimes it can be just a six.
I would consider not responding to a text message. It depends now. You can't go 30 days without responding. Then text, hey, how you doing? I'm doing exactly how I was doing the last time we talked.
I mean,
that's
but
how I'm doing.
You may have that person that and I'm not going to say 30 days, because 30 days, you need your behind cussed out. But you may have a person that do not text. I'm considered on a scale of 1 to 10, I'm a number 6 as in texting back. I'm not a texter. Mm-hmm. But when you send me a message, especially in a heated conversation, I'm not going to reply back with a paragraph. I'm going to send you a one-letter or a two-letter word. Okay. Or am I?
Do you consider that a red flag or a six flag?
See, me, because it's me.
Uh-huh.
Six flags, because I'm not.
Now, if it happened to you, is that a red flag or a six flag?
It depends on the person. My last relationship that I had just recent, if that individual would have sent me a one-letter word or a word, it would have been a red flag.
Mm.
That individual was a texter.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have somebody that is not a texter, like help me out. Like, is that Six Flags, or is that something that you can improve on? Like, how do you feel about it?
I believe that communication is a big thing, whether it's in a relationship, friendship, whatever it is, it's a big thing. So one letter responses and one word responses don't sit well with me.
No matter what, I don't
care if you're mad, sad, I don't care if the cat laying in the grass. No, I need you to say A through Z. I need you to use your words, because no one can read your mind, especially as an adult or as a mature individual. However, if you seem to be a little bit immature, maybe that fits your flags.
But what about if they're not a texter?
It doesn't matter. Can you communicate?
So if I'm not a texter and I say bet, that's
okay. To me, bet is an understanding. Bet, okay. Even sometimes I use yep, because I have nothing else to say. So those are conversation enders for me. And I feel like if you want to continue to speak after that, then maybe you should start up another conversation. But as of the conversation that we just had, that's done.
No, I just heard that. I lied. That's not me. If you send me Bet and you send me K, it's a problem.
That's the conversation is ending, and I'm okay with it. I'm the type of person, I'm okay with it.
No, if I send you a paragraph and I'm telling you what's going on and you reply back with Bet and K, it's a problem. I'm not a texter, but I will text and communicate with you the best that I can. I'm just devil's advocate. So listeners, please don't shoot me alive. But man, true and honestly, don't reply back with Bet.
Right.
With Bet, I'm at your door.
Well, what if it's like a short thing? Say, hey, I'm outside. Bet.
No. In a heated argument.
Okay, in heated. Okay. Like,
you a text message saying, say we're out with friends or whatever, and you said something that pissed me off. Of course, I'm not gonna yell it across the table. I'm gonna shoot you old nasty text.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we gonna deal with this when we get in the car. But woo. Don't reply back with Bet, and I'm looking for you to reply back with a response. That's gonna piss me off even more.
I can definitely understand that.
And to me is a red flag, not six flags.
Right. And a lot of people, I want them to understand, the listeners to understand, that red flags can be found in relationships, friendships. We can go even deeper into spending habits, daily routines, personality traits, and even as a grown adult, financial decisions.
I'm glad that you said that. Go ahead. Let me be quiet.
And even after you notice the red flags, if a person doesn't understand that these are red flags, I think you should take a wild adventure and get away from them.
Yeah.
This is amusement park. Take a wild adventure and get away from them. Because if their imagination and they're so delusional, they need to go to Walt Disney and leave them over there with imagination land.
I'm going to say this. I'm not going to even tie it into a relationship, but I am going to tie it to a friendship. Mm-hmm. I do. People that know me, you know me, you've been around me. I would spend my money on stuff that other people may not spend their money on. For an example, I can go and buy Charmin toilet paper, whereas in somebody else, they're not going to buy Charmin or Angels.
Mm-hmm.
Look at me like, what? Like, you make too much money to be buying that. Like, why are you buying that? Because it's cheap. So, some people look at situations like that as being a red flag.
Very true.
Other people may look at it and be like, oh, that. Well, I'm pretty sure my friends look at it as being, no, that's six flags because he's just crazy. And he's cheap. He's frugal.
Ain't nothing wrong with no Angels now. Going on now. You're on your own with that one.
even going a little bit deeper, when I go back home, I never forget this. My mama, you know, I love her to death. I took seasoning to the house, to her house. And it was great value. She said, wait a minute. What you gonna cook with this? Not nothing else. If you don't bring McCormick's, Mrs. Dash. And I had to ask her, I was like, why you have such a complex, or you have an issue with great value? She told me, she was like, you don't know what they put in there. That could be all metal.
Right. And I can even elaborate on that myself. Growing up inside my household, my mom, she did not buy off-brand anything. There was no such thing as a store brand. I didn't know what nice was from Walgreens.
You said who?
I didn't know what nice was from Walgreens.
What that mean?
That's the nice. Look at you. You must be inside the same household. That's the store brand of Walgreens.
See,
Great value. I didn't know what those things were. My mom only brought name brand cereal, name brand food. There was no such thing as, I don't want to offend nobody who drunk this juice. I can't even know the name of it, but it's start with the T and they have a red one and an orange one, and it don't get cold. It don't get cold. So somebody else know what I'm talking about. It don't get cold. We only had name brand foods. And sometimes, to me, even to this day, I buy whatever's in there. But to this day, some people feel like that's a red flag. being materialistic. Also, I guess they call them labor whores.
Yeah, they call them labor whores. Mm-hmm. Me, personally, it depends on what it is. So I don't consider it being a red flag with myself or a Six Flags. Like, I can go and buy great value garlic powder and onion powder, but you not going to catch me buying the off-brand Clorox, bleach, or whatever. If it's not Clorox.
Right.
So different things I pick and choose.
I believe you have to be, you have to pick your battles when it comes to a lot of things. Anyway, even like going back into the topic, even with red flags or Six Flags, you have to pick your battles. You have to know which one am I willing to look past, which one am I willing to stay. You have to figure out which one works for me. Even with Six Flags, I believe, to me, the definition of Six Flags is understanding and accepting the unexpected flaws and imperfections of a person.
Okay.
To me, the unexpected now, not the things that you already picked up on your own. These are the things that have been shown to you by the person. Six Flags. That's what it means to me.
So Six Flags, I get what you're saying. I get what you're saying. I guess it's me trying to battle with, like, what I'm going to deal with. Like, what am I going to put up with?
Right.
Some stuff that, you know, I consider to be red flags that other people may consider as being Six Flags.
Right.
For an example, if you're outside all day, and you come home, before you touch that $25,000 couch sheet, you need to go hop in the shower.
That's a red flag.
That's a red flag.
Okay, hygiene.
Well, you know, I'm just so tired, I can't go take a bath. No, I don't care how tired I am. If I'm tired, I guarantee anybody that knows me, if I'm dog tired and I can't go hop in the shower, I'm sleeping on my couch. I can't sleep in my sheets because so that's a red flag to me. But to somebody else, it's like, oh, you can, you know, throw them sheets in the in the washer as soon as you get up. That's, to me, that's too much work. So it's a red flag.
Okay, now I'm probably the complete opposite. I would rather go lay in them sheets that I can wash than lay on my couch that I cannot wash.
See, I'm different. So like, going back to the definition that you gave, I don't know what to choose. Because some people, red flag may be my six flags.
Right.
In a friendship, there's certain things that we do with in friendships. You know, you and I have been on each other for quite some time. I have an issue with, if I call you, don't text me back. Call me back. I have a problem with that.
To God be glory.
If you can't talk, if you're in a meeting and you shoot me a text, hey, I can't talk right now, I'm in a meeting or something like that, that's a different story. But if I call you, don't text me and say, what's up?
Even to a friend?
We don't even have to be screwing. I have a problem with that. So you gonna pick up the phone? Like, why you gonna pick up the phone? Rather you text, hey, can't talk right now, I'll hit you up later.
Right.
Don't reply back and say, what's up?
Now, my red flag, especially in any situation, the biggest one would have to be finances. The biggest one.
Oh, wow.
Even in a friendship, relationship, speaking terms, if I'm around you, I believe your finances affect me. Yeah. Even when I'm around my friends and I see them make bad financial decisions, sir, I'm going to have to stop you.
Elaborate. And I'm not trying to be messy.
This is me. When I go out to have a good time, I don't have to spend a lot of money. Whether or not I do, that's my decision.
Yeah, it's your business.
Say, for example, we go on a, let's say, a group trip, and everyone you know, pitch in their part, however that works. We're there, and now the person, somebody who agreed to go on a trip, agreed to, you know, go know what's going on, they're saying their finances wouldn't allow them to participate in the things that we came here for. If that wasn't agreed upon before coming or even brought up, now I feel like it's causing an issue, because now everyone saying, oh, you don't want to, you don't, you, come on, I'll pay for you. I'll pay for you. No, no.
You know what? I'm with you. I'm with you and you're right.
No.
I'm the kind of person, like, if you know that you have an obstacle, address the obstacle before we get in.
Right.
Address this obstacle before we get in this car.
Right.
Don't get there and you play woe is me, as my co-host would say, Steve-O, woe is me. No, don't do that.
Right.
Don't do that, because if the shoe is on the other foot, you'll talk bad about me.
Right.
But yeah, I'm sorry, I hijacked. But yeah,
I'm totally fine. Even after, like, say for example, we know what's going on with the situation. Even after someone helps you or go along with you, in the back of my mind, I feel as if you did this purposely. Or even like when you go somewhere with your friend and they don't necessarily carry their load. I've been to clubs where 15 people split the section in a bottle in the club, and everyone don't participate. What are you doing? What are you doing? This is a red flag. This is showing me that you can't hold up your end of the bar.
Yeah.
And once your end of the bar is, you're letting it down. Have you ever seen someone carry a couch up steps with one end?
Oh, wow.
Your end is going down. I can't carry the end. Your end and mine. Listen. And it's not even just speaking financially. I can pay for it. However, carrying your load in a financial term tells me how you would carry our friendship. Listen, if it gets too heavy for you.
You said a lot when you the analogy that you just used, walking up the stairs carrying a couch.
Mm-hmm.
I can't carry the whole couch by myself.
I can't.
Get it up there? Yeah. I can get it up there. It may cause a few damaging things.
Right.
But I can get it up there. But I can't hold my end and your end at the same time. So right. When you go and go, it's bound to be some damage somewhere.
Definitely.
So now we got to deal with a sofa that we don't know if it's going to hold up on both ends. However, the sofa is still going to make it inside the house.
Exactly. Now, I want you to realize that the sofa is our friendship.
Hmm.
You holding up is holding up your part of whatever we communicated our friendship as being. So once you let the your end of the bar down, your end of the sofa down, you let our friendship down. Now you want me to carry our friendship up the steps.
Yeah.
And once we get up the steps, guess what? You fine. You fine now. Now you asking, is there anything else you need? I need you to finish getting the rest of that stuff off that truck. I'm sorry, y'all. It's moving season.
Find out it is. Find out you was being prophetic with that. Now the sofa's in the house, and now you got an end that's damaged. You don't know if it's going to hold up the guests that do come around.
Right.
So now, for the sofa, a friendship that's damaged.
Mm-hmm.
And now all I can remember is you let your hand down, which caused the damage to the sofa.
Exactly.
So now I'm choosing between, oh, you just dropped my new Ashley furniture sofa, because this ain't rooms to go. No offense to anybody, shop at rooms to go, but this ain't from rooms to go. This is top dollars type stuff. So now I gotta, you know, worry if you're gonna be my friend anymore or you're not.
Right.
Now we got a damaged friendship.
Right.
In those moments, it comes to you like, is this a red flag?
Or is six flag? Do you believe that friendships are stricter than relationships?
I'm gonna say this. I feel like family and friendships are more stricter than relationships. Mm. Now, it started changing when you have been with a person over a certain amount of years. I remember I heard once heard somebody say, you're not invested in a relationship until 7 or 8 years.
Uh-oh. By that time, you off my credit.
Listen. So, because you know, a repossessor fall off your credit within seven years.
Come on now.
But, so you're not invested. I feel like there's no investment in a relationship, especially if it's a newly relationship. Mm-hmm. So, friendships, you normally consider somebody a close friend, not an associate, over loyalty and over tenure time.
Mm-hmm.
So those moments and those people can be detrimental to you more than, you know, a boyfriend or a girlfriend.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree.
They're the closest thing to you. You fall out. I will fall out more with a family member before I fall out with a friend because of the familiarity and close knit that we have. And when you lose or you become more familiar with a person, boundaries tend to get crossed.
They do, and it's very often they do.
So, and when you don't know. I don't know if you noticed this about me. Like, you know, I'll talk to you 1, 2, 3, but I give you a break on 4, 5 and then come back on 1, 2, 3.
Mm-hmm.
The familiarity, and I don't want anybody to feel comfortable and just, you know.
Do you feel like boundaries are crossed when the respect is lost?
Oh, wow. You did a curveball. Sometimes boundaries can be crossed before the respect is lost.
Mm-hmm.
And boundaries, and that comes with Six Flags to me. It comes with, because you have your own notion of how you think things should go. I don't know if you ever dealt with a narcissistic or a narc individual.
I've taken a narcissistic test. And it showed me that I am narcissistic.
Oh, you're a narcissistic, bro?
That's what the test said. I don't believe I am, but I've been told that.
Well, I haven't been around you, I guess, long enough to pick that up, but I've been around. I wouldn't say that you're a narcissistic individual. I would say that. But going back to my story, you know, I feel like those type of people, they will cross the boundaries before they disrespect you or the respect is lost.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're so stuck in their world that they don't take the time out to be like, oh, let me worry about how, you know, Sister Soldier is really feeling about this situation.
Right.
It's me and only me. They don't take the time out until it's too late. So I guess it depends on if the person is a narcissistic individual or if they just don't care.
Right.
Because, you know, me personally, you know, being in any relationship or friendship, if you can't take yourself out of the situation, meaning out of your emotion, look at it from a neutral standpoint, I don't care with you.
Right. What are, just asking a few questions. What are some Six Flags for you? Because I feel as if the Six Flags part says more about you than it does the red flags. Everybody have something they say, I will not do that. I will not do that. I will not. But would you really?
So Six Flags as in like, what will I...
What will you look past? What would you say? You know what, matter of fact, your breath be stink.
Listen.
But I could wear my mask. I'm going to follow the CDC guideline and wear my mask.
Listen, I would deal in a relationship, I can deal with... I think I had a conversation with you in our meeting before we came on air. I would rather deal with a diagnosed mental person than a person that has learned behaviors over the years. You know, I came in contact with that person that, well, you know the old saying, you know, what they say, once a man get in his 30s or 35 and up, he gets stuck in his ways.
Stuck in his ways is what they say.
You know, they say a woman don't get stuck in her ways until after, what is it? I want to say, hopefully I'm saying it correctly, till after or right before menopause?
I don't know.
I want to say I said that right, but I would rather deal with somebody that has a diagnosed mental issue than somebody that has picked up things throughout their lives.
Because
if you picked it up throughout your life, I feel like, and this is just my personal opinion, I feel like it's a pacifier to why you're doing what you're doing. Don't pacify it.
Right.
Let's move on. You can't sit up here and say, oh, I don't like when people do X, Y, Z because you was hurt in the past. No, deal with that hurt so now you can move on.
Is it imperative that you deal with the hurt before you begin to date again? Or can the next person that I date help me through that?
Yeah, the next person may can, you know, depending on how the cards are played out. Me personally, if you try, and it's not working, you need to go get your behind in the corner, and you need to seek the help. At first, I was the person that did not believe in counseling. If it wasn't God counseling, I didn't believe in it. But now, to the place where people really need to go seek counseling.
Right. So
sometimes visiting those places that cause you hurt and to carry those traits, sometimes you got to visit those places.
Right.
You know, if you was raped or if you, you know, was robbed at gunpoint causing you to have PTSD, if you can't be in large crowds because, you know, you remember once upon a time somebody jumped you, you know, those places you need to visit to heal because it can hinder you.
Right.
Because if you can't be around a whole bunch of people, and you engage to somebody that is in the limelight, like how you gonna have, like you got a PTSD, so we can't invite nobody to the wedding? No, that's not that person's fault.
Right.
So I feel like you need a deal. If you need to go to that place where it really hurts you to go and to let it go, go there.
I agree. I definitely agree. I believe with Six Flags is understanding the person deeper.
Yeah.
It's saying, you know what? This is what you come with, and this is what I'm willing to accept. A lot of things that people say, you know, I won't date. I know a lot of people say, oh, I won't date a short person, or I don't date big people, or I don't date little people, or, you know, that's what they say. And they say, oh, that's a red flag for me. Okay, that's your understanding. But I feel like looking past that, doing something that I don't ever do is Six Flags for me. I want to say, you know what, in this friendship, I typically don't hang around the type of people that you hang around, but I'm willing to look past it and hang around them because I'm willing to deal with Six Flags. This is a Six Flags situation.
I like how you did that. I like how you did that. So I took from what you're saying is I'd rather deal, I take your normal but my normal. Your normal is not wrong. It's just not my normal.
It's not my normal.
It's abnormal.
To me.
Go ahead.
To me, it's abnormal.
Yes.
But to you, it's your normal. That's even like with the whole how people wash their food. To you, some people, even with collard greens, some people, they wash it with a little dish detergent.
You know, that little dab of doom.
A little dab of dish detergent. Some people say, to me, oh no, no dish detergent for me. You can go ahead and, if you're going to wash that, you might as well go fold it and put it in the dresser. Fold it, put it on the clothesline, let it hang out.
Listen. I that brings me to a memory. I never forget when I first moved in with my roommate when I was in college, and my the apartment that we lived in, the first one, it had two bedrooms and one bath. We had a shared at one bathroom, so it was time to clean up. And this boy come out with pine saw to clean the toilet. Pine saw to something else. I said, "Where the bleach at?" He's like, "What?" I was like, "Where the bleach at?" Mm-hmm. So bleach, if you don't use bleach, it's nothing clean.
Nothing clean. You're not about to smell it.
If I don't smell no bleach, then
I better smell it.
I can't stand the smell of bleach. However, I got to smell it.
Mm-hmm.
So that right there was like, wait a minute now. Hold up. That's a red flag.
Right.
But that was his normal.
Right.
That was abnormal to me, but I was not going to do his normal. Because that wasn't clean. That pine saw, that's lemon water.
Mm-hmm.
I need a chemical.
Mm-hmm.
I would have settled for comment, but he just had pine saw. That's lemon water. I can make that at this thing. So that was a red flag to me that I did not want to change over to a Six Flags. Mm-hmm. So that was it was abnormal, but it wasn't my normal.
Go ahead. Even like red flags go as deep as your mental health. To you. You don't have to speak on what they're doing. Speak on how they make you feel.
Mm-hmm.
If you constantly feel unhappy, and I got this out of a Cosmopolitan letter probably a year ago, they did an article on it. If they make you feel unhappy, if your partner always wants their own way, if you have nothing to even talk about, you notice a change in your self-esteem, these things are red flags. These things are changing your mental health. Your partner undermines you and puts you down. You can't tell your partner how you really feel. These things are red flags. These are non-negotiable things that affect your mental health.
Yeah.
Mentally.
I agree with that.
Mentally.
That's abuse. Like, you shouldn't have to sit there and deal with somebody telling you that you're not going to be like it.
Right.
That is a true red flag. That's a red flag.
Even it can go as deep as, since we're speaking about abuse, physical abuse. I don't believe physical abuse is a Six Flags.
Oh.
At all. That's a roller coaster. That's wild adventures.
Listen, you had scared me. I thought you was going to say that was a Six Flag. I was like,
no.
He's apostolic and he need to be saved.
No, I don't think that's a Six Flag. I don't know how deep it goes. I've never been inside a domestic violence situation.
Listen, and men can get beat on too, you know.
Of course.
Men, I'm not going to tell nobody business because I know too many people business, but men can abuse too, you know, and physically,
mm-hmm.
mentally,
Mm-hmm. if you want to be honest, financially,
I just had a conversation with a friend of mine the other day, and I said, I remember growing up, I did not want to be with somebody that said, oh, if they can't get my nails done, pay my light, my phone, if you can't meet me in the middle, then there's no meeting at all.
There's a meeting in my room.
I believe it should be 50-50, no 80-20.
Right.
No 60-40.
Okay.
50-50. You know, everybody wants to be showered. Everybody wants to feel loved.
Some people, they believe that being taken care of, a man wanting to do so much for them, is a red flag for a lot of women. That is a red flag. A lot of women do not like men to take care of them.
Yeah.
They want to have an independence of their own. And I love women. I love all women. But I have a special place in my heart for women who are independent. There's something... Now, I'm not saying that these women don't have men who don't do anything for them. I'm saying they don't need a man to do anything for them.
The expectation.
However, if a man does, that's fine. Matter of fact, in my family, I have a lot of women. I don't know any woman in my family that isn't independent. Yeah. Whether or not they're married, whether or not they have kids, it doesn't even matter. They're all independent.
Yeah, yeah.
So in my head, I believe that a red flag is, in their minds, that may be a red flag.
Yeah, yeah. I know I'm probably hijacking your story, but my current supervisor right now, she told me, she was like, when you start dating here in Atlanta, I want you to not lower your standards just to say that you have somebody. Mm. Long story short, she was like, my husband sent me flowers. I love him. I like him. But there are days where when he get to work, he has flowers for me. I was like, dang. Mm,
wow, that's new.
Right, right. And she's from Mississippi. She was like, yeah, there are days where I have flowers sent to his office. And she's, people look at it and they look at it to be confusing. He'll go in and be like, oh, it's my wife. But she said that because the love that they have for each other, she wanted to be 50-50. She don't want nothing more from him. He don't want nothing more from him. A tradition, religion, it tells us that men are supposed to take care of their spouses, their wives. But that doesn't make it right, because a man wants to be showered as well. So, you know, your man, he's providing a roof. He's doing whatever he needs to do for you. So you send him off to have a, what they call it, a woman's day. What they call it when they send a man day, where they, you know, go get a haircut, go get a facial, go get a pedicure. You know, it's nothing wrong with that. And, you know, sometimes, you know, meeting in the middle instead of looking, like I said, growing up, I was like, I do not want to be with Susie Q. That's somebody, oh, if he can't get my nails, my hair, and do this and this and that and that and that and the third, if he can't, you know, pay my rent, like, he got rent his own self. He got six kids. So, you know, like, I mean, like, come on now, let's be realistic. Like,
now,
what you're saying is you want a drug dealer.
Oh.
I'm sorry.
Situation. Situation. This got personal. Situation. to play devil's advocate, I also do believe women, and they always say men since they're out of women's business, but we own the K Connect. Anything can happen.
Oh, wow. That's fun.
I do believe that you should not be with somebody who cannot do anything for you. Especially women. Oh, this is so backwards. I can't believe I'm saying this. You should not be with somebody who can't do anything for you at all. I still believe that a man is here to provide and protect.
Yeah.
If he can't do anything but neglect, you need to go get you a case down at the city.
You know what?
Department of Children and Family, let him know that he's not helping his children and family.
Y'all know, it's me. All right, this is benediction. No!
There's no way. There is absolutely no way.
I agree. I agree. That's all I'm going to say, because I might step on somebody's toe.
Yeah. I'm stepping on toes, stepping on ankles.
Yeah, so yeah.
Go put on some steel-toe boots at this point.
At this point. Because, you know, a lot of people, they have the mentality, even still to this day, it's not as big as it was, you know, you much younger than me, but it's not as big as it was growing up for me. And I'm pretty sure it was the same way, because you're from Florida. So you heard...
305 County of Days.
You know what? Forget all that. but you heard... You know, your cousins say, oh, my man can't do it. And, you know, I know you've heard that.
I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I'm not even playing. I can't even relate to somebody I can think of.
Well,
I can't.
Growing up for me, I remember hearing the, you know, the ghetto hood rats. You know, if he can't get my nails in, pay my rent, pay my light.
Did you say ghetto hood rats?
I'm sorry. I forgot you do got cousins from where I'm from. But
uh-oh.
But yeah, like I grew up hearing that, and it's like, you know, men want to be, you know, they want to feel special too. Like,
so you say you grew up hearing this. So this is not something that's inside this 2017 and after era.
Well, I no, because 2020, I moved. Yeah, no.
So this has been going on, because I just, for the listeners out there, the way how things are going inside the media now, they make it seem like the new girls are the girls who are saying they don't want a man unless, you know, they're doing this for them or doing that. Because I thought most blogs and media sources, they say city girls are the reason why people were doing this. So this has been going on.
Oh, yeah. The city girls got it from their aunties.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, growing up, I remember being a little boy hearing, like I said, my cousin, well, no, I ain't going to say that because they might hear this and they might cuss me out. But I'm going to say I heard some women growing up saying this, like, if he can't get my nails did, this and this and that and that and the third, I don't want him. And I remember, God, I put this on everything I love. I remember growing up saying I can't be in a relationship like that. Like, mm-hmm. if we can't meet in the middle, we can't meet at all. I want to feel love too. Like, I shouldn't be working my behind off just to shower you with all these gifts and things. I want to turn around and, you know, feel love too. You know,
right?
Go and get my hair cut and go get me a pedicure. You know,
mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to have to always, you know, make arrangements to have flowers sent to your job so you can show off in front of your coworkers. Like, bump that. I want to show off in front of my coworkers too. I don't care if I work at the landscaping. I want to show off too.
Y'all, this coming from a personal feeling.
It did.
I hear you.
It did. It came from a personal place.
I hear you.
Escaping. But however, it did come from a personal place. Now, you know, recently, you know, my recent relationships, because of the standard that was set, you know, I kind of had something similar to that. But
standard?
Huh?
I said we love a good standard.
Yeah. And I don't want to branch off to that, but is it wrong to set standards? Or should we lower our standards?
So when you lower your credit, do you have a better approval rating?
You know what? All right. Well, we thank God. Does anybody need prayer?
I'm just asking. When you lower your standard, when you lower your credit, do you have a better approval rating? I've never heard that a day in my life.
Hold on. I I'm going to play the devil's advocate. You can get a better approval rating, but your APR is going to be sky high.
And who wants a higher APR?
You know, at least
29% APR. But you know what? But you got that 2021 Ben, so go ahead and get a 29% APR.
I was just going to say, well, at least I got approved.
And look, and you know what's so crazy? Now, you done brought me to something else. A lot of people are searching to be approved. That's the thing with the six flags. They're searching to be approved so badly, they're willing to look past anything.
Yes.
It's a red flag, baby. Flag on a plate.
Right.
You're willing to be approved for anything, no matter the stipulations, no matter the APR, no matter 84 months for a $12,000 vehicle.
Yeah. You driving around here and with that high APR, walking in that relationship with that high APR.
You're dealing with these people with a high APR?
Yeah.
Just so you can have somebody. No, I need for you. You're listening right now. I need for you to go look into a mirror. I'm going to give you 10 seconds to go look into a mirror. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5. I'm not going to give you the other 5 seconds, because by now you should know that you deserve better than letting Six Flags, somebody be an amusement park. With your mind, your body, your soul, your financial decisions. Yeah, there's no way why you should allow and let someone lower your standards.
Yeah.
Just for our approval rating. No way, Jose.
Just for some PP in the pocketbook.
No. It's okay.
It only lasts 2 seconds.
It's okay. But go get that used. Go get it. You know what? This is the six flat part. Go get that used vehicle. You could get the Carfax. You know what's going on with it. You can pay for it cash. Matter of fact,
listen.
And to tie it in, the cash, the used vehicle may be a person that you may never ever look at that way.
Listen,
if you stop letting the red flags, things that aren't that serious. Oh my gosh, his nails too short. Oh my gosh.
Oh wow, stepping on toes now. Oh wow, yeah. Because he's short or he's fat. He too.
Oh, he's fat or he big. Or yeah, she ain't got no edges. She wear wigs. She wear makeup.
She big.
Okay.
Yeah. She got six kids. Yeah. Yeah.
Let that used vehicle take you. And listen. I'm not saying that these things are used, but I'm saying that your mindset of the things that are red flags don't even matter.
Listen, I'm going to say this, and we're gonna go in and close it, but I'm going to say this. My mom used to say, hey, that car over there is used. It's a Honda, but it holds its value. That Kia, nothing wrong with a Kia because I'm in the Kia family, you guys. But that Kia, that brand new Kia, don't... I'm in, once again, oh, you got a Kia too. I can't see
I
that.
Do. Lord have mercy. Lord. Now may the grace of God and the sword keep me up the Holy Spirit. Rest ruin the vibe, you down our souls since worth and forevermore.
Because I'm in a Kia family too. I have a Honda. So we in the same boat. I'm going to say it anyways. But like she would say, the Honda holds its value. But that Kia, that brand new Kia, by the end, but when you drive off that lot, it's going to be worth
it. It definitely depreciates.
It depreciates its value. The Honda, definitely. I mean, all cars is going to depreciate their value. But later on through the years, their value grow because of the economy and all this kind of
thing. They maintain themselves.
Yes, they maintain themselves through the years, which brings them value. But Kia and Honda has come a long ways. Mark, no, I'm not throwing shade at him because he knows, and we're in the same family. However, anybody
no that, shade taken.
Anybody that drives a Kia or a Honda, there's no shade. I'm in the family. I was just using it as an example. Dang, I just forgot that.
It's okay. I didn't take it anything by it. I just thank God I got a low APR. Hallelujah.
Listen, and your APR is lower than mine, but that's the but
God is good.
But man, I really enjoyed it, and I hate that, you know, we come to the closing, but I really enjoyed you tonight. I'm glad
that you took the
opportunity. I remember when I called.
I appreciate
it, Mark. Can you be on the show? I really want you to be on the show because you always come with the good stuff. And I was like, and I'm the one telling you, no, think about it, pray about it. You like, no, I'm answering it right now. Yes.
Right. I'll do it.
And I really appreciate it.
Man, no problem. I wish Steve-O was here.
You know what? Listen, Steve-O, keep him lifted up. Busy man. Much love to him. But
yes.
Knowing him, he probably gonna reach out to you and be like, no, you coming back on because I missed But man, once again, where my people can find you at? Did you give them your social media platform?
Follow me on Instagram at spruce.guy. Spruce, SPRUCE dot guy on Instagram. That's the only place you can find me.
Right, right, right. Meanwhile, he got other accounts that he's snooping on. But you guys, my boy, he got some. I'm gonna push that gift that's in you. I'm gonna push you so you can go ahead and push that product out. So you guys, forward to him. He got something that I'm gonna help push out of him so he can go ahead and go to the next place. I'm gonna be like my mama, be going to the next place in God.
Yes, the next round.
And that he's sitting on his money.
Round. You yes. Him,
Mark, I don't know.
Yes, why definitely.
You block it. Oh. Shoot, let me loan me about 20,000.
Uh-oh.
But I appreciate you, man.
No problem.
Do not be a stranger. I would love to have you back on board. Please don't forget about us when you do launch your things.
Yes.
And
be on the lookout.
And I'll chat with you later.
Thanks a lot. Take all a right. Minute.